From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The first of the funerals is being held today in Moore, Oklahoma, for those killed in Monday's powerful tornado. The state medical examiner says the final death toll from the storm is 24, with authorities saying everyone's been accounted for. NPR's David Shaper reports on two of the children killed by that EF5 tornado.
8-year-old Kyle Davis loved monster truck shows and playing soccer. His grandfather told reporters when Kyle had the ball, the other kids just bounced off of him, earning him the nickname of the Wall. 9-year-old Janae Hornsby loved to draw and sing. Her father says she was the life of the party, who would have everybody laughing. Janae and Kyle are two of the 7 students killed when Plaza Towers Elementary School in Moore, Oklahoma, was destroyed by Monday's monstrous tornado. Many here say the 17-mile path of destruction is so complete, they're amazed more people weren't killed. David Shaper, NPR News, Oklahoma City.
President Obama delivers a speech today on national defense. NPR's Dina Temple Raston reports on two of the issues expected to be highlighted by the president.
He's expected to announce 2 things that could make counterterrorism efforts in this country more accountable. The first is that the U.S. drone program operating in Africa and in Yemen will likely be transferred from the CIA to the Pentagon. And the second is that the president intends to redouble his efforts to move detainees out of Guantanamo Bay prison in Cuba.
That's NPR's Dina Temple Raston. The president's speech at the National Defense University in Washington comes a day after the Obama administration revealed that a 4th American has been killed in drone strikes overseas. Britain's prime minister says there are strong indications the killing of a British soldier on the streets of London was an act of terror. Police say the soldier was hacked to death by 2 attackers. NPR's Philip Reeves in London reports Britain's Emergency Response Committee, known as COBRA, is looking at the attack's broader implications.
Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron's been chairing the COBRA meeting, called to discuss an attack that's caused outrage and horror. The 2 suspects are under arrest in separate hospitals after being shot by police. Shortly after the killing, one attacker declared they killed a British soldier in response to the deaths of Muslims in Islamic countries. Britain's security chiefs want to establish if an extremist Islamist organisation is behind this and whether there's a larger threat. The attacks being strongly condemned by Muslim organisations in Britain. It's creating some communal tension. On the streets of South London last night, there were confrontations between police and dozens of members of a hardline anti-Islam group. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
Secretary of State John Kerry is in the Middle East, where he's hoping to make progress in restarting Mideast peace talks. Earlier, he met with Israel's prime minister. This is NPR News from Washington. Wall Street is coming off a down day for stocks. Shares lost ground after the Federal Reserve's latest minutes suggested the Fed could soon scale back its bond buying program if the U.S. economy gains more strength. But as NPR's John Itzde reports, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke wants to keep his options open.
During testimony on Capitol Hill, Bernanke was asked if the Fed might begin tapering off its stimulative bond purchases by Labor Day. The chairman said it depends on the incoming economic data.
If the outlook for the labor market improves and we are convinced that that is sustainable, we will respond to that. If the recovery were to falter, then we would delay that process.
There is concern that when the Fed reduces its bond purchases, the financial markets, which have been fueled by the Fed stimulus, could sink. Bernanke eased some of the concern by saying he believes the Fed will not need to sell off the assets it's acquired during the stimulus, which could have seriously disrupted the financial markets. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks in Asia were down sharply today. Japan's Nikkei index lost more than 7% amid signs of a slowdown in China's manufacturing. President Obama is threatening to veto a college loan bill expected to win passage today in the House. It ties student loan rates to the financial markets. Many House Democrats also oppose the bill, saying while it prevents a rate hike for students with new subsidized Stafford loans, it will result in costlier loans for students over the long term. The Boy Scouts of America votes today on whether to allow openly gay members in its ranks. That vote comes in Texas. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.